Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore called the Francis Scott Key Bridge's collapse following a freighter collision a, quote, economic catastrophe, and described his list of directives to address the challenges ahead.
The directives are, first, we need to continue to focus on recovery because we have to bring a sense of closure to these families. Second, we need to clear the channel and open the vessel traffic to the port, because the health of the Maryland economy and the national economy depend on it. Third, we need to take care of all the people who have been affected by this crisis. And fourth, we need to and we will rebuild the Key Bridge.
Moore spoke at a news conference being held at Trade Point Atlantic on Sparrows Point, the only major shipping site within the Port of Baltimore that lies outside the collapsed bridge, and which is expected to shoulder most of the shipping in the region until the bridge is cleared. Earlier in the day, Moore had visited the scene of the collapsed bridge, and he described what he'd seen.
To see the wreckage up close. To see a freight that is nearly the size of the Eiffel Tower. And to see that same freight with the Key Bridge resting on top of it. To see shipping containers that were ripped in half as if they were paper mache. To know that out there you have to navigate high winds and electric wires. To go out there and to see it up close, you realize just how daunting a task this is. You realize how difficult the work is ahead of us.
According to Moore, equipment on hand for the work will include 7 floating cranes, 10 tugboats, 9 barges, 8 salvage vessels, and 5 Coast Guard boats. Much of it is coming from the Navy. Moore said that no time frame had been established yet for the work of clearing and restoring the bridge, but that it would be done as quickly and safely as possible.
I can't say right now if this is going to be, what's the time period. I can tell you it is not going to be days or weeks or months. This is going to take time. Every single phase, we have to focus on safety of the people who are doing the work. We have to make sure that we're doing it in cooperation and collaboration with all the parties that are going to need to be involved inside this work. We have to make sure that we're doing it in an environmentally sound way. And we have to make sure we're focusing on completion.
Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath said that the Coast Guard is focused on removing what's left of the bridge and the container ship that struck it in order to clear the port's shipping lanes. And teams of engineers from the Army Corps of Engineers, the Navy, and the Coast Guard, along with some private sector experts, are assessing how to break the bridge down into small enough pieces that they can be moved. Meanwhile, Maryland's Department of Transportation Secretary Paul J. Wheatfield said the state is working on easing the traffic impacts caused by the loss of the bridge and is already focused on building a new bridge.
We are considering innovative design, engineering, and building methods so that we can quickly deliver this project.
Adam Ortiz, the Environmental Protection Agency's Mid-Atlantic Regional Administrator, said that the agency was present on the scene in an advisory capacity. Ortiz said that there are currently no signs of dangerous spills or leaks from the container ship.
At this time, there is no indication of active releases from the vessel, nor of the presence of materials that are hazardous to human health in the water. However, monitoring is ongoing.
The Biden administration has approved $60 million in immediate aid, and President Joe Biden has said the federal government will pay the full cost of rebuilding the bridge, which carried Interstate 695. Ship traffic at the Port of Baltimore remains suspended, but the Maryland Port Administration said in a statement that trucks were still being processed at marine terminals. Federal and state officials have said the collision and collapse early Tuesday appeared to be an accident that came after the ship lost power. Investigators are still trying to determine why. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.